the only thing I can remember was when I was a child and I got like little pebbles and put them in my dad's shoes because my dad used to always make April Fool's tricks on me.
I remember once that we bought plastic sheet. We were putting it in front of every shop, in front of everyone, and they were like, what is this sheet doing in my shop inside? Or it was funny.
Mine was when I was small, I think. My sister made it. She told me that I was adopted and then locked me into a room until my parents came from a holidays. And then I was looking for her, and then she appeared in this kind of Casper ghost costume. But because of that, I couldn't sleep until I was, I think, 10 on my own.
A few years ago, we were doing it on a colleague of mine, and we told her that our boss wants to go for a weekend trip with us for 3 days to a small hut in the woods, just to make like kind of a team building something. And she was very scared about it and was discussing how we can get out of this. The situation in that moment in the team and with the boss was not that good, so it was quite a good thing to do with her.
Yeah, I think in school we did it several times to our teachers. We turned the clock several hours forward or backwards, and we said like, no, you're in the wrong class, we don't have you now, or something like that.
Burger King published, I remember, this article in a big newspaper. I can't remember if it was the New York Times, LA Times or whatever, but it was that they were coming up with a left-handed Whopper and they would only sell it to left-handed people. So then all these left-handed people started like flooding the Burger King. And then they finally had to publish something and say, sorry, this is a joke. There's no left-handed Whopper. There's no difference between the left-handed Whopper and the Whopper.